This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Anna and Corey. Soon they'll play a word game mashing up band names and occupations. Combined Mamma Mia with Macchiatos and you dancer Abarista. Yeah, it's exciting. Let's check in with them. Anna, you are one of those people who love spoilers.
I do.
You read them? You consume them?
I get anxious if I don't know the end, and so I read spoilers before I watch an episode of a TV show sometimes.
Wow.
Or I flip to the last page of a book to see how it ends.
Yeah.
It's a controversial habit.
Yeah.
Most people I know are like, why would you do that? You're ruining it. But
yeah.
I get to enjoy it without the suspense. And yeah.
I like the way your brain works, not going to lie. Corey, there is an Easter tradition on your father's side of the family that you carry out every year, a competition called egg conking?
That's correct.
What is that?
So everyone who comes to Easter dinner, everyone has an egg. They select their red, blue, green egg, whatever they want.
Yeah.
You have a conky, somebody holds an egg, and a conker, somebody hits the egg. We do a tournament-style bracket, and whoever's egg doesn't crack moves on to the next round until the end.
And you hit one egg precisely on top of the other
egg.
Now, what is the technique to, you know,
so
do things in your
favor? So, through the years, people have tried different things.
Sure.
You know, the color of the original egg, white egg, brown egg.
Sure.
Some people like to think temperature, so they try not to hold it too much, so it doesn't warm up.
Uh-huh.
We haven't done too much science, but...
Okay. And whoever wins, what do they get?
There's a trophy.
There's a trophy?
There's a trophy.
Not bad.
I've yet to see it, so...
Yeah, you've never...
No.
Okay. This might be your year.
Maybe.
This is a music parody slash word game. The answer to every clue is a musical act mashed up with a profession.
For example, if I sang the song Rockstar with the lyrics changed to be about predatory lenders, you would answer Post Malone Shark.
Oh.
I know. Mashing up Post Malone and Loan Shark.
Sounds tough. But the points are doubled. Corey, stay in the lead, and you're in the final round. Anna, you need to get more points, or you have to accept an invitation to see our intern's band. I'm just going to let you know the show starts at 1 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
And there is a $2 cover charge.
Just ring in the answer. Here we go.
Not gonna get rich. This is public school. Teachers don't even like you. No one thinks you're cool. You can rule with kindness or an iron fist. You're in charge of educating these kids.
Corey.
Will that just be principal?
It is principal, that's right.
Don't stop thinking about the numbers. Don't stop thinking about the stats. Calculating uncertainty and risk. If they might die, you set the premiums high.
Corey.
Fleetwood McCountant.
That's a good guess, but that's not what we were looking for, Anna.
I know the job, I think, is an insurance agent, insurance adjuster. No.
Sorry, that is also incorrect. I'll stop you there. We were looking for Fleetwood Mactuary.
Oh.
Yep. Oh,
he should get it? Do you run a quiz show on public radio? Here's your next one.
I've seen the seven seas. I've seen the seven seas. I could hoist a topsail up in a minute. Batten down the hatches all in a minute. Baby, I need vitamin C. Please give that lime to me before all of my teeth fall out in a minute. You landlubbers shouldn't take for granted fresh fruits and vegetables.
Anna.
Beyond Sailor?
Yeah, very fast. Very quick answer. That's correct. Here's your next one.
I thought that your audition had a lot of drama and a lot of heart. But we saw a younger actress and we liked her better and gave her the part.
Anna.
Outcast director.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'll give that's okay.
Outcasting director. That's okay. Right. I fix grammar for my work. Fix grammar for my work. Bad grammar, it hurts. Corey.
Right said Freditor.
Right said Freditor, that's right.
For NPR listeners, those lyrics were the sexier version.
That's right. They're like, oh, finally, I understand this
yeah,
song.
Exactly. I feel tingly.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Taxes.
Anna.
Accounting crows.
Accounting crows, you got it. How did they do, Afira?
Anna eked it out, and she is going to the final round.